Gray here with you, but once again, not alone. It's that kind of day on a Tuesday. It almost feels like a Wednesday with everyone we're talking to. And up next, it's Matt Krieger from Pioneer Financial Consultants. Matt, happy Tuesday to you. Happy late Labor Day.
Yeah, absolutely. No, thank you. And good morning to you, Gray.
I was told we were just chatting a moment ago off air, and it sounds like Labor Day. I don't know if you can call what's coming up a holiday, but it's one of those official days of recognition or notice for a particular thing. Matt, what's this Thursday about?
Yeah, so this Thursday is 401k Day. So each year, usually just after Labor Day, the Plan Sponsor Council of America, or PSCA, observes 401k Day to remind workers of the benefits of serving and investing through a 401k plan, and of course to also provide employers with related educational resources.
All right, fair enough. And it's one of those things that it's something that you might even be used to, especially people our age, Matt. A lot of jobs offer some form of 401k. And of course, there's that big option of 401k matching. And I'm sure we'll circle back to that. But let's dive into the basics.
Yeah. And the other thing with PSCA is this year is a special anniversary, as it's the 30th anniversary of 401k Day. But each year they also have a theme, and this year's theme is never too little, never too late, which is meant to address two concerns that commonly prevent employees from taking action. First is the belief that they can't afford to save, and the fear that it's too late to accumulate enough money to make a difference. So know that on the PSCA website, employers can access materials, including infographics that help illustrate the long-term benefits of time and compounding. And also going to the point of with the theme this year, that it's not too late, certainly.
Well, that makes a lot of sense, and I know that kind of thing is on people's mind with costs rising, but you mentioned compounding interest. We talked about that last week, Matt. It's one of the most powerful forces in the world of finance, but let's dive in.
Yeah, so know that there are five steps that can build good habits, and among the other resources available to employers is a series of materials, again, highlighting five steps to get on track. With the rapid increase in automatic enrollment over the past two decades, many of today's workers may have 401k accounts but may not be aware of how they work or even how to access them. These materials are designed to increase engagement by encouraging employees to take five quick steps to learn how to manage or how to make the most of their 401k. And I wanted to go through those five steps, Gray, and know that the first one is, of course, accessing your retirement plan account. And this helps ensure employees know how to log into their accounts. With many things in today's world, Gray, you can access your 401k account online by logging in and creating an account and see exactly how your 401k works and maybe most importantly, your balance if you weren't aware that you were contributing.
All right, fair enough. So access step one, that makes a lot of sense. What comes next?
Yep, and then check your balance. And this, of course, encourages workers to check their current balance and retirement income projection. And possibly consolidate old accounts if appropriate. But the check your balance is a huge one. And with any, or most at least, logins, you can run those income projections to see where you stand.
All right. So was that the finish to step one, or was that already step two and we're on to three?
That was step two. Yeah, I jumped a little bit ahead of myself there.
No worries. Those go hand in hand. Log in, check your balance. I wouldn't be surprised if those were part of the same, but we're already on step three. What do we got?
Yeah, and that's going to be check your savings rate. Ask plan participants to consider how much they're saving, whether they're taking full advantage of any employer match, and the benefit of automatic contribution increases. So, of course, that's very important to know what you're contributing and making sure that you're taking full advantage of that match if your employer offers that.
Right. That's you'll hear it said often and loudly that match, if you can max contribute, that match is free money that just isn't there otherwise. And I like free money. I bet other people do, too.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt. And that's one thing that we always look at in our appointments, Gray, is to make sure that we're taking full advantage of that match.
All right. On to step four.
Yeah, and review your investments. Know that this prompts workers to understand their investment strategy, use available tools, and help ensure their investments align with their time horizon and risk tolerance. And those are obviously can be pretty in-depth, but knowing, you know, how aggressive you're being or not aggressive you're being is certainly very important.
Absolutely. And a good reminder. Oh, go ahead.
Oh yeah, and reviewing that is crucial to make sure that those investments align again with your risk tolerance and also your time horizon.
And I think that's a good point to remember that, you know, this is part of a cohesive strategy that, you know, 401k alone not going to be just enough most of the time, but a crucial part of a multi-step process. And I think that brings us to step five.
Yeah. So step five is lastly checking your beneficiaries. It's very important to review your beneficiary designations and update them if necessary after major life events. So beneficiaries is something that we review in every meeting. And it's very important with your 401k too, because it tells the custodian that if you were to, God forbid, pass away, who you want to inherit that money. And it's very important to check to make sure that those beneficiaries are still up to date and who you would want to receive that money.
Well, not to be too maudlin, Matt, but I imagine you run into situations fairly often where a person who does pass away may not have, it's tough to know since those people are gone from this earth, but it's pretty easy to imagine people will put that off maybe more than they should. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why that's a big part of our reviews each and every year, because life happens and we want to make sure that those beneficiaries are up to date.
Would you say that an annual review is a good way to keep on track with this and other financial processes that we should all be taking care of?
Absolutely. Yes, it's you know, sometimes people will do that during tax time, or other times it's, you know, maybe during a holiday or, you know, a certain time of year, to make sure that, you know, these sorts of things, beneficiaries and things are up to date to how you want them.
Would you say it's worth it, say, if you have a child or maybe your spouse loses a job or something to that effect? Is it worth it to schedule a more immediate kind of appointment with you to review the situation?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where, you know, when we have our meetings, we meet at least annually, but certainly can be much more than that. And because we want to be there when life happens in that exact situation, like you were just talking about, a spouse loses a job or whatever happens.
Well, and there's so many of them too, and there's so many ways to refer to them: significant events, qualifying life events, depending on what part of the process you're looking at. Basically, if you know that your financial picture just changed significantly, it's time to get a hold of you and Pioneer Financial Consultants. Do I have that right?
Absolutely.
What's the best way to do that, Matt?
Yeah, so our phone number is 715-748-3231.
401k day this Thursday. And what does that mean? What is the PSCA? These are questions for Matt, and they'll help you set yourself up for the future. Matt, thank you so much. We'll get this archived, and you'll be having it hosted on your Facebook page, Pioneer Financial Consultants, so people can listen back, right?
Absolutely. Yep. Yes, we will.
Thank you so much, Matt. We'll chat with you again next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
My pleasure. That's Matt Krieger, Pioneer Financial Consultants. They've got all of your best financial interest at heart, and boy, do they know how to help you too. Hey, stay tuned. I've got a word from them and then from some other sponsors and a bunch more country music too. And you can listen back to this on our website later today once I get it archived. You're listening to 98Q Country.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and/or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.